part of the kingdom. It's great to understand and know who we are as kingdom ambassadors and kingdom citizens. And so tonight, as we're going to continue on ministering about the kingdom of God, I want you all to understand that we are talking about right here, right now in 2024. The model prayer is, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." As it is in heaven, we are kingdom citizens. We are kings and priests according to Revelation 1, verse 6. We are kings and priests. And the Bible says that he's given the earth to man. And so because the earth belongs to us, it is our responsibility to be key players in the kingdom right here, right now, right here, right now on earth. And so we're going to talk about some things that we should be thanking God for. He's given us the keys, guys. He's given us everything that we need that pertain to life and godliness. So tonight, we're going to continue on talking about the kingdom because we are kingdom citizens. We are kingdom ambassadors. We belong to a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That's who we are. So God is saying today, I want my children to understand they have a key player, a key role into being part of the kingdom. That's just accepting it, walking in the kingdom of God. We've got to be willing to get rid of the religious mindset. A lot of things that we were once taught, it's not in the Bible. We've just been carrying things from generation to generation. And a lot of those things and those sayings have not been truthful. This is why we have many, many believers still at the base of the mountain when the Lord says in his word to come up, to come up. So our first scripture is going to come from Luke 9, verse 57 through 62. I want to read that. I want to be the first to read. I want to lay this foundation. So I want you to understand we are talking about right here, right now in 2024. And this is what it says as follows. Thank you, Holy Spirit. "Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, 'Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' Then he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my father.' Jesus said to him, 'Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.' Verse 61, and another also said, 'Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one having his hand put to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.'" So we're talking about this today in 2024. We're going to talk about what this scripture is talking about that relates to us today as being part of the kingdom. The first thing that we must understand, guys, is that the kingdom of God is right here, right now on earth. The Bible says that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is within you and is within me. What is the kingdom of heaven? What is the kingdom of God? What is it? What is the kingdom of heaven? Anybody want to take a shot at what the kingdom of heaven is? The kingdom of heaven is right here, right now.
The kingdom of heaven is, I hear God's great commission, and his commission is spread out among the ecclesia and his church. We all have different assignments. We all have different purposes. And to basically boil down to bring more disciples in, to make more disciples.
It's just not limited to that, but that is one that's carrying out the gospel message. But the kingdom of heaven is right here, right now. What is the kingdom of heaven?
I would say the kingdom of heaven is, it can be your living, your giving, your worship, the kingdom of heaven is all around you. It's who you are.
That's correct. The kingdom of heaven is living right here, right now on earth, doing what Jesus said that we were able to do, which is healing, deliverance, giving, loving, worshiping, doing everything that we are supposed to do, as Monique said, understanding our kingdom assignment right here, right now on earth. Moving in miracles, signs, and wonders. Would you agree that that's the kingdom?
Yes.
It is the kingdom right here, right now on earth. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to move into our kingdom purpose. But the only way we're going to be able to do that is going to be by our faith. It's only going to be by our faith. Faith moves mountains. Faith moves the heart of God. Faith moves God to do what we ask him to do according to his will, based on our faith. That is kingdom. That's a kingdom mindset, a kingdom mentality. So when we look at verses 60, or we'll go to 59, it says, then he said to another, Jesus said this, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God. In other words, nothing takes precedent over the kingdom of God and preaching the kingdom of God. Many times the Lord has spoke and said, go and do this, go and do that. But because we're focused on everything else, we put the assignment of the kingdom last and put what we want before the Lord. So the Lord is telling us right here today, whatever it is that you have before him, stop doing it and go preach the gospel. Somebody may say, well, I'm not ordained. How am I going to preach the gospel? You receive Jesus Christ in your heart. You tell someone about why you came in contact with God the Father yourself. That's one way you're going to spread and preach the gospel. And then when we begin to move in miracles, signs, and wonders and healing, we shouldn't be surprised if the Lord say, go put your hand on that individual and command that ailment out of their body. That's being part of the kingdom right here, right now on earth. And this is what God is wanting us to do. This is where the church is going. The church is moving from the church realm to the kingdom. The ecclesia is the church. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's kingdom. He's about the kingdom. He's not about denomination. He's not about your pastor's name. He's not about your name on your church building. He is about the kingdom right here, right now on earth. That's where we're going. We're headed there. We should have already been there. But because this religion system has kept us so bound up at the base of the mountain, many have been afraid to ascend up. But Jesus is saying right here, right now, upon this rock, I will build my church, the ecclesia, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I don't mean no harm, but religion is a hell gate. Come on, Holy Ghost. Religion is a hell gate. You say, well, how is religion a hell gate? Because it keeps the people of God in limits and in boundaries. When Jesus said, I came to set you free. I came to set you free from that legalistic and that legalism way of thinking. I come to set you free from that. I come to set you free from bondage, being afraid to know who you are in him. He says that we are in him. In him we live, we move, and our very being is in him. Who is Jesus? He is the King of the kingdom. Come on, Holy Ghost. He is the King of the kingdom. And when you look at kingdom, kingdom is a dominion. Kingdom is rulership, reign, kingship with the king. That is what it means to be kingdom and having dominion and operating as kingdom ambassadors and citizens right here, right now in 2024. We cannot go backwards. We cannot. So who wants to read verse 61 and 62? I know Monique may have started out reading it. Someone started out reading it.
I read it.
Okay, please.
Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family. No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God.
Amen. And basically what this is telling us in verse 61, this person said is, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go and bid them farewell who are at my house. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is what the Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit. And another said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first. This individual was literally telling the Lord to wait on them before they go do something. He was saying, Lord, wait on me. And when you wait on me, then I'm going to follow you. That's not how it works in the kingdom of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This person right here, and even in the other verse prior to it, they were wanting the Lord Jesus to wait on them. How are you going to have the King wait on you? We wait on the King. The King doesn't wait on us. And so what the Lord would have me to show you in this verse, we cannot allow even our own family members or even our own husband and children or anything, our jobs, whatever, get before what God has told us to do. Jesus came back and said, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is for those individuals who start out doing things. I started out doing this for the Lord, but because my husband left or my wife left, I just couldn't do it anymore. You let what some man or some woman did to you stop you from walking in your kingdom purpose, then you are not fit for the kingdom of God. Nothing should take precedent over the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. We take it by force. How do we take it by force? Not with fighting, not with gossiping, not with our mouth, but legislating from a spiritual realm, which is the heavenly realm, and declaring it here to earth realm. I take it by force, by prayer and supplication. You take it by force, by prayer and supplication. Now go to Luke 12, verses 31 and 32. Luke 12, 31 and 32. This is him telling us who we are. This is such a beautiful passage. Luke 31 and 32. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Luke 12, verse 31 says, but seek the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And when you look at the word flock, that basically means a believer, a disciple, a Christ follower. So he's telling us right here, it is his good pleasure to give us the kingdom. What is the kingdom? Healing, deliverance, happiness, joy, peace, long-suffering, understanding. It's his joy to give us the desires of our heart. It says it right here in Luke 12, verse 32. Do not fear, little flock. And when you look up the word little flock in the Greek, it means children of God. It means disciples. It means believers. So we are believers. We are children of God. He's telling us, it is your Father's, my Father, your Father. It is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And we've already assessed what the kingdom is. It's the gospel message. It's healing. It's deliverance. It's long suffering. It's giving you and I the desires of our heart. Peace, understanding. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. So he's telling you and I right here, right now, I want you to have a successful marriage. I want you to have a successful job. I want you to have a successful ministry. I want everything that I have given to you that pertains to your life. It is my pleasure to give you those things. That is the kingdom of God right here, right now on earth. I want you to have the money that you need to pay your bills. That is the kingdom of God. A life of peace and happiness with all the chaos around. Come on, Holy Ghost. With all the chaos around, none of these things shall come near my dwelling, nor your dwelling. Why? Because it is his pleasure to give us the kingdom. And there's peace in the kingdom. Come on, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And the reason why many people are not walking in the way that God has called them to walk, or they're not experiencing peace, they're not experiencing joy, is because the Bible says in Revelation, John said, he says, come up here. Come up here. And I will show you great and mighty things. In Ephesians tells us that we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So if we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above lack of peace, far above anger, far above frustration, far above all the little things that the enemy would use people to do, he says we sit far above those things. So if I sit far above those things, then there's no way in the world am I going to let what I see down here in this realm, this natural realm that people operate in, disturb my peace. Because I'm a kingdom believer. I'm a kingdom citizen. I sit here. And when the enemy tries to pull me down due to things that could be going on, Holy Spirit says, You're in heavenly places. You're sitting with me, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. The Galatians 5:25 says, we live and walk in the spirit. Although we are in this earth suit, which is our body made of clay and dirt, all of us have a different color of dirt, but we are in this body, which is our earth suit, made from the earth. This earth suit does not belong in the spiritual realm. There's no place for flesh. This is why we must be women and men who operate in the spirit. How do we do that? We pray. constantly. He's on our heart. He's on our mind. I'm thinking about him. I'm thinking about him. I don't mean no harm. And I thank God for my husband, but I'm telling you, during the day, I'm thinking about the Lord. I'm thinking about him to the degree to how I can be better in my daily walk with him. So if I have a daily walk with him, I'm going to be a better wife to my husband. I'm going to be a better mother to my daughter. I'm going to be a better friend to the friendless. That's kingdom. I don't have to cuss anybody out. All I can do is begin to pray in my heavenly language and decree and declare. And everything that I decree and declare that's against me, the Lord has already dealt with it. The kingdom is right here, right now, not in the by and by, not when we go to heaven. The kingdom is here right now. He says, in my house are many rooms. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. He says, I would have told you. Many people are thinking, oh, we're going to see those mansions when we die and go to heaven. You can see the mansions now. It's a spiritual place. But you're not going to find those areas unless you are willing to surrender this dead flesh and keep this flesh dead and begin to walk in the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He says, fear not. Fear not, believers, for it is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. My God. And that is what Jesus taught the kingdom: freedom, liberty, wellness. Everything is about the kingdom of God. And so until we are willing to divorce our minds, I just feel the presence of the Lord. Until we're willing to divorce our minds from this religious system, you will never feel the fullness of what it is to be in the kingdom. The kingdom is right here, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone got something they want to say? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Going back to Luke, where it says, a man that looks back to try to do something. Because now we're in Luke 13. We are not fixed for the fly, you must look back. And I want to add to that, we should take up our cross and follow him.
Absolutely.
And when I hear take up our cross and follow him, it's like a directive order. Like, you have to do it quickly. So you wouldn't even, that kind of like, it combines that to that scripture, that you wouldn't even have to be able to look back. You wouldn't be able to look back. You should know if it says, take up your cross and follow me, that you won't be able to look back. So once you pick up your cross and follow Jesus Christ, there is no looking back.
Absolutely. It's no looking back. It's no looking back, and this straddling the fence and all this kind of stuff. It's none of that. It's either you're in or you're out. You're lukewarm or you're hot. And I'm just going to be honest with you. We're moving from the church age to the kingdom age right here, right now. Jesus said it: upon this rock, I will build my church. And what did Jesus do? He taught the kingdom of God. He did not teach religion. He did not teach limitations. He taught freedom and liberty. He says, I did not come to destroy the law. I came to fulfill the law. I came to make it easier for you. I came to let you know that you don't have to sit bound up and wait on somebody to say, be healed and be delivered, when you can look and lay hands on yourself and say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is by your stripes I am healed. The kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within me. Healing is within me. Healing is my portion. Deliverance belongs to me. Why? Because I'm a kingdom citizen. I'm an ambassador. It belongs to me. So we cannot look back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's telling me now to go to Revelation 1. I got to let this be plain to you. I want you to read, look at Revelation 1. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is what he said. Revelation 1. I'm going to read verse number 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. This is a small k. And ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests, small k, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. He has made us kings and priests. He's ruler over us. We are kings and priests. I just read it to you. And basically, this is kingdom. This is a kingdom mindset. I'm not a church member. I'm not a church member. I'm a king. The Bible does not call me a church member. That's something that religion has labeled us. Members belong to organizations. Kingdom people belong to the kingdom. Priests and kings belong to the kingdom. This is a spiritual matter. It's a spiritual matter. And until we bring ourselves to understand that we are not in this world, we live in this world, but we're not of this world. We are in the kingdom. We legislate from the realm of the spirit, from the heavens. When we pray, we're praying to God. We're praying in a heavenly place, a spiritual dominion. So when I'm praying, I'm not praying from a fleshly place. I'm praying from a spiritual place. So how can I sit here and say that I'm a church member when he's told me that I'm a king and I'm a priest? That's spiritual. Although the Bible says there are many members, he's not talking about he's talking about members being a person. We're many members. The arm can't do without the hand. The hand can't do without the arm. That's an example of showing us that we cannot do without one another. And religion has made us think it's talking about members of a body of believers. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. We're not church members. I know somebody's going to religious people will fight me tooth and nail, but the Lord told me this year, do not argue. Do not argue with those who refuse to come up. You can show them the word plain as day, and they will still say that they are church members. It's not in the Bible. It is not in the Bible. When you understand that scripture, we are many members. He's not talking about members as, oh, we're a member of an organization. He's talking about many people, many, the body of Christ, where we need each other. I need you. You need me. And we're not going to get caught up. And if you want to call yourself a church member, you can. You're not going to go to hell for that. But I just refuse to limit myself as a church member. Members belong to organizations. Kings legislate dominions and denominations. That's what kings do. Members are only chosen. You can only be part of this if you believe the way I believe. That's what memberships do. Members belong to organizations. The kingdom is not an organization. The kingdom is a spiritual dimension. It's a place where we rule and we reign. We're kings. We're daughters. We're sons of God. The Bible says those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So it has nothing to do with this earth suit. It's spiritual. This is why we should read and study our Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to open up our spiritual understanding so that we can understand and know who we are. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I mean, it's a blessing. And I know, like I said, some people won't like it, but it is what it is. We look at Revelation chapter 4, verses 1. This is what John said. He was in the throne room of heaven. This is what John said. After these things, I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. He was in his earth suit, but he was in a spiritual vision when he said this. This is what John said. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here. I will show you things which must take place after this. Verse number 2, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. This proves right here that this was a spiritual dimension, a spiritual place that John went to, the apostle John went to. He was on the island of Patmos, which was a natural place, sort of like a lake. He was on an island in the natural, sort of like an island here. But he had a vision. He went up in a spiritual place. This is what happens to those people who walk and choose to live in the kingdom. The kingdom is a spiritual dimension. It's where we are women and men who pray our prayers and make our declarations from heaven to earth. From heaven to earth. Any questions? Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I do have a question.
Sure.
What does it mean to legislate?
Legislate, okay. Legislate is a word. Legislate means to tell. I legislate. It has to do with the court system. When you go to the court, there's a legislature. And what do they do? What does the legislature do in the natural? They make laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the legislature in the natural, downtown at the Capitol, what are they doing? They are making laws. So they're legislating these laws. Some of the laws are not good, but some of the laws are good because that's humans doing that, right? In the spiritual, because we are spiritual beings, we legislate from the heavenly realm. Let me give you an example. Like, I'll give you one from the Bible. When it rained, Elijah declared that it would not rain for 3 years and 6 months. He legislated that. He called it forth in the atmosphere. He called it forth in the heavens, and he legislated. And guess what? It did not rain for 3 years and 6 months. And then again, he called for it to rain, and it did rain. So that's what it means to legislate. You calling things to order. Just like I spoke last night, this is a praise report. I said, if there's any monies held up, I said it last year. I even told it to some of you all. Any monies that's held up, I declare and decree now that it be released to me. I legislate it. And guess what? I had checks coming to me in the mail. A lady heard me on Facebook say what I just said to you. She said that for a week, they had over $1,500 missing. They didn't know where that money was. She says, I heard you say that we could legislate and declare and decree in the spiritual realm that that money come forth. And that very day I spoke it in the realm, she heard me speak it. And she went and did it the same day, and that money was found. The money was found. So we've got to understand, guys, our mouth should be used to legislate, not gossip, not walk in doubt, not walk in disparity, blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Our mouth is to be used as kings. When kings go to battle, they don't fight. They legislate. They tell the soldiers which way to go and what to do. Yes, Charles. Yes, Charles.
Miss Monroe.
Yes, uh-huh.
So, when Sister Monique asked what the meaning of legislate means, I grabbed my thesaurus and
okay.
Legislate and legislator.
Okay.
So, to legislate, the definition of legislate, according to the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Thesaurus, it says to put into effect through legislative or authoritative action.
Amen. Amen. And who now, do we walk in authority? Yes or no?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so Brother Charles just read to you, we put it into action. Read that again, Brother Charles.
Legislate, to put into effect through legislative or authoritative action.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And this is why we as be people in the kingdom, we've got to know who we are. We have authority. We have authority. He says, I've given you all authority. All authority. He's given us all authority. He said that. Jesus has given us authority over every dark force. I've given you authority. I've given you dominion. I've given you power. Now let's look at Matthew 18, and we'll look at verses 18 through 20. Who wants to read Matthew 18, verses 18 through 20? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. For the sake of time, I'm going to read it. Matthew 18, verses 18, 19, and 20. Assuredly, I say to you, Lenora, you got to make it personal. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And basically what bind means to forbid. To forbid by authority, by the authority that's been given unto me, I bind you up, Satan. I come against you and your cohorts right now in the name of Jesus. I bind every lie that you've ever whispered. And so you have to remember that bind up means to forbid by authority. So he's saying right here, I say to you, Lenore, whatever you bind or whatever you forbid on earth with authority will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth or whatever you permit by authority will be loosed in heaven, will be permitted by authority in heaven. Does that make sense?
Yes.
We got to understand who we are, guys. Now, this is why I know some of you might be saying, why does she always stay on this religion? I'm just telling you, limitations will not allow you to walk in kingdom authority. Mm-hmm. Limitations will allow you to walk in the authority of what man has said.
Mm-hmm.
When you know in your spirit, the Holy Spirit says, I want you to do this over here. And you know that God has told you to do it. Religion will say, well, you need to go check with XYZ before you do that. Now, whose voice should be more prominent in your life? God's voice or man's voice?
God's voice.
Thank you. Now, I'm not saying be disrespectful. I'm not saying that. But at the end of the day, you and I must be women and men of God who are going to learn and walk in the voice of what God told us to do and not anyone else. So this is why he's saying, whatever you bind on earth, whatever you forbid, Lenora, whatever you forbid by authority, it will be forbidden in heaven. Come on, hold. Now, you know that's powerful right there.
Oh, it is.
That's strong right there.
Yes.
And it's in red. And then not only did he says assuredly. In other words, there's no doubt about it. Ooh, come on, Holy Ghost. Mm. Ooh, there's no doubt about it. I say to you, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. That's powerful, guys. That's kingdom. That's kingdom. Anybody got anything? Anybody have anything that they want to say?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I had ran into one of, it was, I guess she's a little bit older than I am, but
mm-hmm.
we grew up in church together as children, and mm-hmm. We had a brief conversation,
mm-hmm.
and she was like, I haven't been to, you know, the church where we grew up. And she's like, it was just point blank. The bottom line was there was just no spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah. And it was funny, but that was the end of the conversation. But that was it in a nutshell. She said, I haven't been there in a while, but there was just no spiritual growth. And that was it, you know. And I thought, I said, yeah, I do understand that, you know.
Because,
and of course, I left before she did,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know how to leave. And God had just dragged me about how to leave. You know, but that's just the conversation we had. So a lot of many, you know, believers are not at that spiritual growth level. They're not at that level yet. We know one thing in the Bible, but we don't know another. It's growth.
Absolutely. And we've got to grow.
Some people want to grow. And then there are people who don't want to grow. And they just want to be where they're at. And I guess, can I say, is that that's okay if they want to stay where they're at?
It's okay if they want to stay where they're at.
If they want to stay where they're at, you know.
But because that's them. They're comfortable right there. But at the end of the day, I'm just telling people, the day of pacifying demons is over.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I mean, I had to cast out a demon yesterday at a place. I wasn't in no church place. I was at a place. So what? And sickness. Let me thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen to this. This is Mark 16, and this is what he said: Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. This tells us right there, everybody doesn't believe. And then verse 17 says, and these signs will follow those who believe.
Yeah.
These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, in Jesus' name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. But there's a condition.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe.
Yeah, you got to believe.
And then it says right here, Matthew 18, 19 says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. Let me talk to you about that. It says, again, I say that if two of you agree, the reason why a lot of these prayers are not being answered, there's no agreement. There is no agreement in faith. There is no agreement in faith. We had a situation. My daughter wanted prayer. She had a big test. And the Lord says, here are the people I want you to come into agreement with. They're going to come into agreement with you because of their faith. I called my mother for one. I called another apostle. And then I called, it was somebody, yes, I can't remember who it was, but I said, I need you to be in agreement. And of course, my husband, we went into agreement, and the very thing that we prayed, God delivered. So the Lord showed me, he says, daughter, everybody that you ask to pray on certain situations, if they don't come into agreement with it, their faith is not connected. So you've got to be in connection with people who will be in agreement with the prayer. They got to agree. He says, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth, he said, agree on earth. In other words, your faith has got to be in agreement with my faith. If you and I are going together to lay hands on the sick and you shaking all in your knees and doubting and almost scared, I don't know. It's no need of you coming. That's why Jesus had to put some people out of the room. It all just hit me at once. We must be in agreement. This is why it's so important for husband and wife to be in agreement with the Word of God. It's so important for husband and wife to be in agreement with their marriage. If one is pulling one way and another one is pulling another way, there is no agreement. And I can almost assure you, there is chaos in your marriage. For those who are married. And these power struggles that the enemy tries to pose in these marriages, I'm telling you right now, he knows that when a husband and wife come together in agreement, permitting things on earth as they permitted it in heaven, it's going to happen. This is why he wants to keep husband and wife always at odds, trying to be over one another, trying to be more powerful than one another. And at the end of the day, the devil is laughing and ain't nothing happening. Nothing is happening. Now, do husband and wife disagree? Yes, we disagree. But one thing we will not disagree on is this word of God. It's not what I think. It's not what Mr. Aaron thinks. It's what the word says. And when we go to the word, we can't find no fault. Then guess what? We both have to shut our mouth and seek the Lord. And then we go have lunch or something. My words will not supersede the words that's already been written. Neither will his word. You will get along better as husband and wife when we allow the word to do the talking. Any questions? So he's already telling us that we have the authority. He says, I've given you all power over the enemy. In other words, I've given you all authority. Power is authority. I've given you all authority over the enemy. By no means shall anything hurt you. He said that in Luke 10:19. So when he says I've given you the authority to forbid on earth what you seeing should be forbidden, We can forbid it on earth and it will be forbidden in heaven. Why? Because we're legislating from a spiritual place here to the earth realm. Any questions? Any questions? Hallelujah. Last one, Matthew 7:21. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My voice is a little raspy because I've been teaching and preaching, but I love it. I love teaching about the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, I'm so free in the kingdom of God. Matthew 7:21. Who wants to read it?
I will.
Go.
It says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Amen. Okay. Right. Go on and read that number 22.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many
wonders.
Many wonders, wonderful works.
Uh-huh.
And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work.
Workers, or because guess what? Our gifts are without repentance. So this right here is showing us that there are going to be a lot of people that have prophesied, did all the things, but he's going to say, I don't know you. This proves right here, our gifts are without repentance. But verse 21 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. What is the will? What is the will? What is the will of God? Seeking and saving those souls that are lost. The Great Commission. That is the will of God. That is the will of God. The will of God is seeking and saving those souls that are lost. That is the word of God. He says, go and compel them to come to Christ, preaching the gospel to every creature. Preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel. Preaching the gospel. Planting seeds. One plant, one water, but the Lord will give the increase. So everywhere you go, sometimes I may be at the store and Holy Spirit tug on my heart. I'll ask the teller, or I mean the cashier, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? I'm not scared. One guy told me, I don't know too much about it. Do you want to know? Well, I don't know. I said, if you want to know, I'll share them with you. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I said, well, Jesus is not someone he's not mad at you. It's not rules or regulations. It's just your belief. You're believing that he died on the cross for your sin, and his blood right now is cleansing you, and his grace is sustaining you right now. Just believe that. He shrugged his shoulder like, I don't know. I said, here's my card. Call me. He's not called me, but there was a seed planted. Mm-hmm. So I preach the gospel. I don't have to be in a pulpit. If the Lord want me in one, he'll put me in one.
All right.
Even those who try to reject and say, well, we don't want her in our pulpit because we know what she going to bring. If God want me in that pulpit, he's going to put me in that pulpit. Because he wants his children to be open to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Not my will, but your will be done, Lord, as it is in heaven.
Yes.
So we're just grateful for for the teaching on the kingdom. Remember, whatever you bind on earth, whatever you forbid on earth, is forbidden in heaven by your authority that came from God. Whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven by your authority. You understand that?
Yes.
That's for the believers. This belongs to us. It's ours. It's our right. It is our right. But if you don't know your rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, your rights in the kingdom, how are you going to be able to function here in this natural realm, guys? How are you going to call things to order? We don't have to wait on somebody to do it. We can do it.
Amen. Amen.
Good to know. Amen. 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 Now, you know, I'm going to say this, and even in our singing, even in some of the songs that we sing, we're singing songs in the by and by. The Lord wants us to sing kingdom songs. It's kingdom songs that's going to bring heaven to earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we just thank you tonight. We just honor you, Lord, and we just bless your holy and most righteous name. Father, we just humbly submit ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord. Teach us. Teach us, Lord. Enlighten us, Father. Open up our understanding that we may understand and know who you really are. You care for us. You love us. You don't want us to be here by ourselves, not understanding and knowing our position in the kingdom of God right here, right now on earth. Lord, divorce our mind from the old way of thinking. Mm-hmm. Teach us your way and deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil limitations. Deliver us from a mind of religion that has kept many of us bound up and so afraid. Lord, help us, God, not to get caught up in a denomination. You said upon this rock, you will build your church. You are the rock. Mm. You are the rock, not a denomination. But you are the rock. You are the rock of our salvation. You are the rock of our salvation, not a denomination. Not a tradition, but you are the rock. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I just thank you tonight. And I pray, God, that we continue on learning about you. You said, take your yoke and learn of you. For your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. Come on, Jesus. Learn of you, Father. Lord, I'm willing. I want to know about you. I've not arrived. I've not even scraped the surface. And I probably won't ever until you come. You said, this is the confidence that I have in you, that you who've begun a good work in me will continue until the day that you come. So you're always working on me, Father, and working on my sisters and my brothers. Open up our minds. Help us not to walk in offense when you teach us new things about the kingdom that's in the word. Help us not to get upset and angry and mad because we're not church members. I used to say I was a church member, but when you showed me in your word that no, I'm a citizen of the kingdom and you are the king, I would rather be a king, a small K king, than a church member. Members only have certain rights and privileges, But we have all the privileges and the rights because we are kingdom believers. So Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. We ask this prayer in your son.